Shalom, everybody! Parshas Ki Tavo begins with the mitzvah of Bikurim, the mitzvah to bring one's first fruits to the Beis HaMikdash. This mitzvah only applies to fruits and produce grown in Eretz Yisrael, and only those of the Shivat HaMinim, wheat, barley, dates, figs, grapes, pomegranates, and olives. And the Mishnah in Maseches Bikurim describes the process of bringing Bikurim in great detail. It was a gala affair, a huge celebration. The Mishnah there in Perek Gimel describes how people from various neighborhoods and cities would gather with Achdus in a central place, and they would together make their way to Yerushalayim. And the Mishnah says that when these groups of people were walking to Yerushalayim, there would be music going with them. And when they got closer to Yerushalayim, dignitaries from Yerushalayim would come out to greet them, and all the craftsmen would stand up for them, and they would all say to the people bringing Bikurim, Achenu Anshei HaMakom Ploni, Batem L'Shalom, you people from such and such a city, you've come in peace, come in peace. And there's much more to say, many more details to share, but what a sight, what a simcha. We haven't seen this yet, but we will, God willing, see it soon. And the Medrash Tanchuma on our parasha says that Moshe Rabbeinu saw with Ruach HaKodesh that the Beis HaMikdash would unfortunately be destroyed in the future, and that Bikurim would come to an end. And therefore, says the Medrash, Moshe instituted that Bnei Yisrael should daven 3 times a day. That's the Medrash. And according to this Medrash, we daven 3 times a day to replace the Bikurim that we don't yet have. But what does this Medrash mean? We didn't used to bring the Bikurim 3 times a day. We brought them once a year, twice a year, not every day. And in general, what's the connection between our tefillos and Bikurim? This question is asked by the Sfas Emes, Rav Yehuda Aryeh Leib Alter, the Gera Rebbe who died in 1905. This is in the Sfas Emes for the year Tafresh Lamed Aleph, 5631, which was 1871. And he says the following beautiful idea in the name of his grandfather, the Chidushei Harim, Rav Yitzchak Meir Alter of Ger, who died in 1866. And they say the following. The Torah in the beginning of our parsha, in Perek Chaf Vav Pasuk Beis, calls Bikurim Reshit Kol Peri HaAdama. They're the first fruits. And Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, quotes the Mishnah in Maseches Bikurim in the beginning of Perek Gimel and says that a person had to mark the first of their figs to ripen, or the first of their dates, whatever it is, and mark those to be Bikurim. And when we bring Bikurim, we don't just bring any fruit, but our first fruit, our most special fruit. We work hard to plant, to weed, to water, to harvest, and we naturally would like to keep those first products of all that labor for ourselves. And Hashem says, no, the first fruits are dedicated to me, says Hashem. I'll say parenthetically, the Sefer HaChinuch, written by a Talmud of the Ramban in the 13th century, says in Mitzvah Tafresh Vav, in Mitzvah 606, that when things are good, when you're living in your land, and you have the Beis HaMikdash, and you have a field, etc., etc., when all that good comes our way, we must thank Hashem, and realize, and recognize, and internalize that all of this comes from Hashem, not from you, and not from me. And that, says the Sfas Emes, is how and why 3 tefillos every single day contemporarily take the place of Bikurim. You wake up in the morning, you have the energy and the health and the ability, thank God, to wake up and to work and go out in the world. So the first thing you got to do is to give our reshit, to give our first strength, our first energy, our first product, so to speak, to Hashem. That's tefillah. And in the middle of the day, you have the energy and ability to work. Channel your first work of the afternoon to Hashem. That's tefillah. And in the evening, as you look back on your day's work and you realize that you have the energy and ability to work and produce, so channel your first work of the evening to Hashem. That's tefillah. And therefore, bikurim that we don't have right now, unfortunately, can be taken, their place can be taken through our tfilos. And the Sfas Emes doesn't say the following, but perhaps one can suggest, based on the Sfas Emes, just like the bikurim were brought with such simcha, with such fanfare, with such achdus, that's what we need as well, three times a day, every time we daven. Tefillah is not a burden, chas v'shalom. It's not an item on our to-do list to check off, but it's an honor, it's a privilege that we have three times a day. And we must approach that privilege with the simcha and energy and elation with which they brought the bikurim. We will very soon, Emir Tashem, bring bikurim to Yerushalayim. But until then, let's together approach our tefillah with achtus and with simcha, the same way we did and will again bring our bikurim. Have an amazing day, everyone.